This is Steve Sherlock with another internet radio show or podcast, number 56 in the series for Franklin Matters. So let's take about 10 minutes to keep current with what matters this week in Franklin, Mass. As the week ends January 31st, 2010. In this session, I'll cover the budget workshop on Monday, January 25th, the school committee meeting on Tuesday, January 26th, now I'll also review changes to the Facebook group for Franklin Matters and the introduction of Franklin Matters Weekly. First, on Monday night, the budget workshop was held at the Municipal Building. Jeff Nutting credited Maureen Sabalinski with the idea to get folks together to review the basics of the budget and the process rather than having to do it three times, one each for the Town Council, School Committee, and the Finance Committee. It's a great idea. It was well attended. The new folks from the town council and school committee were there. I think everyone from the FinCom was there. There were also a few other citizens, a Franklin High teacher, a DPW worker, and an average Joe citizen, as well as myself and Ashley Studley, the Milford Daily News reporter. The presentation started with Susan Gagner, the town controller, reviewing the details of the town incomes and expenses. Very well done. Jim Dacey, treasurer-collector, reviewed the debt and interest rate side of the town business. The group took a break for some refreshments and conversations, and it seemed too short on conversation as we got called back together to review the school budget. Maureen Sabalinski and Miriam Goodman took the lead, covered some of the basics on the historical perspective for the school budget, and then handed off to Sally Winslow and Beth Fitzmaurice to cover the special ed side of the budget and the nuances within special ed. After a total of about 3 hours of good info, solid question and answers, we broke for the evening. I did record the entire workshop and will be releasing sections of the meeting for others to listen to who were not able to be there and learn and hear what we did. I'll try to break up the sections into 15 to 20 minutes or whatever makes the most logical sense and have them out over the next several days, no more than a couple of weeks, hopefully. It will take some time to do, so just bear with me. They'll be forthcoming. I also posted documents to the website for your review and printing, should you want your own copy. These are the handouts that accompanied all the presentations. I focused certainly on the Susan Gagner Town Controller presentation at this point. The others will get up as I get through them on the recording side. So watch for Franklin Matters as additional sessions are posted. The school committee meeting on Tuesday evening. Two main takeaways there. One, the budget history for the past several years was presented. And effectively, this was the same document reviewed during the budget workshop on Monday. So if you want, you can click through to the town website and view the video archive to catch that portion of it. The school committee also started a discussion on setting priorities or ground rules for considering what programs would be cut, should it come to that, to balance the budget. Sue Rohrbach did a good job starting the discussion and laying out some topics for consideration. She had not prioritized them or ordered them. That would be the next step to do. But by the time the remaining members of the committee weighed in on items to add, it really wasn't a list that could be called a short one. It seemed like everything the schools did was now added to the list. So on the one hand, it shows how serious the budget situation is. There are no sacred cows. Everything is on the table. On the other hand, with everything on the table, the school committee still needs to get to that next level of determining some criteria for prioritizing the cuts. I think what they have done thus far is not much better than what they had earlier, but at least they're talking about it. So I would continue to encourage all of you listening to encourage them to take that next step and actually get into a prioritization. Putting everything on the table is one thing, but realistically, let's start prioritizing some things. Let's start agreeing as to what the principles are around which what cuts should that come to be, what those cuts would be, and what criteria those cuts would be made. That's really going to be the key. So as I've said here before, the next several months will be rather interesting. Franklin citizens can provide and should provide their input to the charter, which is how we conduct our business as a town. The downtown project, how we will get in and around downtown. And ultimately the Franklin budget, which will affect everyone because of the services that we all receive from it, although admittedly some of us receive more or take advantage of some services more so than others. If you are waiting for a good time to get involved, the time is now. And in recognition that your time is short, what I've done is created a separate web page to post the weekly review. For those of you who just want the facts, a la Sergeant Joe Friday from Dragnet, you can subscribe to Franklin Matters Weekly and just get that, just the facts, just the weekly summary. It should help clean up your email and at the same time help you stay current. If you want all the details, you don't have to do anything. Stay here on Franklin Matters. All that I've been posting here will still be here. All I'll do on the Franklin Matters Weekly is post this weekly summary. On Facebook, there is a group for Franklin Matters. I've created now a fan page for Franklin Matters, and we'll be posting the new info there, eventually removing the group. Now, what's the difference, you may say? Well, the fan page is more like your Facebook profile page, for those of you who have them, and it's going to be easier to manage for me. So there's really not going to be any change in content, just in the location. So what I'd like to do is get people who are already part of the group to move over to the fan page. I'll effectively encourage that by posting only to the fan page, and eventually we'll just remove the group page. Looking ahead, there's a FinCom meeting on Tuesday. They're scheduled to look at the capital budget and begin to make some decisions on what, if anything, we can do on the capital side. The town council meets on Wednesday. Spruce Pond Creamery is up for a liquor license. And then the town council considered a couple of items of legislation to approve. One, to fund the trash toters, or the new trash, solid waste, and recycled bins that we discussed, and there's a picture on Franklin Matters to view. And secondly, to clear up some outstanding debt authorizations that, per Jeff and Jim Dacey, we don't need it this time, so we might as well just take them off the books. So that's what's coming. That is what has happened. So as I close the session this week, let me remind you that if you like what I'm doing, please tell your neighbors. If you don't like something, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, of course, visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com or the new franklinmattersweekly.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled En Resto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes, 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.